This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, April 17th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we'll have a story on how some fruit growers are facing problems with pest control by using pigs. Also get a forecast from AM 580's Mike Zola. First, a look at today's news. It appears less likely that voters in Illinois will get a chance to decide if they want the power to recall elected state officials. Sean Crawford has more.
In 2006, Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn and Governor Rod Blagojevich were reelected as a team. But this week, Quinn, who is now estranged from the governor and is often a public critic of Blagojevich, found himself testifying at a Senate hearing in favor of recall. The effort is aimed at the governor, who's made enemies among many in his own Democratic Party. Quinn says political shenanigans by those loyal to the governor are bottling up the measure.
It just turns government upside down. That's what people don't like about government, the game playing and all kinds of maneuvers.
Quinn was referring to Senate sponsor Donnie Trotter of Chicago, who publicly stated he believes recall is stupid. Quinn and others wanted a different sponsor. During the hearing, Trotter took aim at Quinn.
He puts on his cape and he wants to fly around the state, you know, and talk about other individuals.
Trotter says there are concerns with the recall measure that need to be addressed, but recall supporters say the deadline to get the question on the fall ballot is nearing, and the Senate's decision to hold off on advancing the plan could effectively kill it. I'm Sean Crawford.
Republican leaders in Champaign and Vermilion counties meet next week in Danville to slate a replacement candidate in the 104th District State House race. It's likely that nominee will be the man who currently holds the seat, longtime Representative Bill Black. Black had expected to retire this year. The candidate Republicans found to run this year, Danville Mayor Scott Eisenhower, dropped out of the race last month, saying he'd be too busy with the mayor's office. Black says he's interested in running again if Republicans ask him to, and Champaign County GOP Chair Jason Berrickman says he doesn't expect opposition if Black is willing to run. The county central committees meet next Wednesday. The winner would face Democratic candidate Lori DeYoung of Fithian. Legislators from both the Illinois Senate and House came together yesterday for a special hearing during which they lambasted Governor Blagojevich for cutting state support of agriculture. Jenna Dooley reports.
Governor Rod Blagojevich says he has no choice. He says the state's current budget has a $750 million shortfall, and he's got to make cuts to fill that hole. By and large, the governor's choosing to make those cuts from farming and agriculture programs. The University of Illinois Cooperative Extension says because of it, an estimated 450 employees may lose their jobs next month. Pam Weber represents Extension Partners, a group advocating for the extension and the 4-H program.
If these monies are not released and restored in the 08 budget, the 09 budget becomes irrelevant because these people and many of the programs that they present and provide to your constituents will be gone.
The governor's office says he has to cut these programs unless the General Assembly comes up with a new revenue source. Blagojevich wants legislative approval to sweep money from other dedicated state funds to make up for the shortfall, but many lawmakers are critical of that plan. I'm Jenna Dooley.
Another attempt at moving Illinois toward a graduated income tax is on its way to the Senate floor. The plan would ask voters to do away with the current flat tax. If they agree, Illinois lawmakers could set varying income tax rates for different income levels. Champaign Democratic Senator Mike Frerich says for those who find the idea radical, he points out that the federal government already has a graduated tax structure.
I know there's concern about instability and lack of confidence in our governor, but over the last 90-plus years, I think it could be argued that the federal government has gone through several periods of instability and lack of trust in our government, and the system hasn't come crashing down around us.
Switching from the flat tax would take a change in the Illinois Constitution. Frerich says if lawmakers agree to place it on the ballot this fall, it would allow time to educate voters. A plan to raise the tax rate on the most wealthy was defeated in the Illinois House last week. Poverty is on the rise in Champaign County, according to a new report by the Heartland Alliance's Mid-America Institute on Poverty. The Institute's director, Amy Rennell, says about 30,000 Champaign County residents live below the poverty line. She says in the whole of Illinois, poverty's increased by about 19% since 1999. Rennell says one reason is that in Champaign County and across the state, people are earning less while living costs are going up.
In college areas, we see industry built up around the college that are much lower paying, fast food industry, retail industry. Even some of the university support jobs are much lower paid. Across the state, we've seen a decline in our annual median income of over $1,500. So today, people are taking home less money than they did just a couple years ago.
Rinell says to offset the trend, the state should implement policy changes this year, like improving the state's earned income tax credit. Champaign City Council is increasing pressure on 5 homeowners to sell their properties. Those properties are needed for the Boneyard Creek Flood Control Project at Scott Park. This week, City Council members voted unanimously to take over the properties through eminent domain if negotiations between the city and the owners fail in the next few months. Carol Christian owns one of those properties. She says her rental house provides significant income to her family.
We had planned to pay for our children's college education in the future and have retirement income when my husband and I do ultimately retire, which will be to this area.
But Councilmember Tom Bruno says the city of Champaign needs to purchase the property soon to avoid any delays in construction.
You can't decide to do this work a block away. The waterway, such as it is where it is.
Bruno says the city wants to negotiate a fair market price with the homeowners, but if negotiations break down and the city uses eminent domain, he says a court will decide how much that price will be. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. There are a lot of insects that love to eat apples. A harmful insecticide that kills some of those pests is being phased out, so farmers are looking for other solutions. From the Environment Report, Rebecca Williams visits an apple grower who's counting on pigs to get some help with his pest problem.
The spring rains have started, and at Jim Cohn's pig pen, that means mud. Of course, these pigs don't really seem to mind that.
So these Berkshires here are, you can see, are really friendly. They're just coming right up to you.
Jim Cohn really likes his pigs. That's because he's hoping the pigs will take care of one of his worst pests. It's a beetle called the plum curculio. In early spring, the beetles lay eggs in the little green apples. The larvae hatch and eat the apples from the inside out. Then the tree drops the bad wormy apples on the ground, and the worms just keep on eating. For a long time, farmers used an insecticide called azinfos methyl to kill the beetles. But the Environmental Protection Agency is phasing it out. That's because the EPA says the pesticide is very toxic to some wildlife, and it can make farm workers sick. Jim Cohn hasn't used the pesticide for 10 years, ever since he became an organic grower. So for years now, he's been trying to find a perfect predator to stop the beetle larvae. The chickens were too lazy. Hawks ate the guinea fowl that he tried. So finally, Cohn says he had a flashback. His grandpa used to have hogs in the orchard.
When I would climb to go up in the tree in the summertime to get a green apple to eat, all the hogs would come running over there, and my granddad always told me, he says, "You stay away from those hogs, they'll eat you up." I would climb up the tree, and I'd be really scared, and I'd be up there sometimes for an hour or two till the hogs left again.
Cohn says he knows now that the hogs were just hoping for a snack. So last year, he decided to buy some hogs and see if they would eat the wormy apples on the ground. He says baby pigs worked best.
And they would just go up one row, gleaning it like little, kind of like little vacuum cleaners, because that's where they would just, oop, one row, like that, and suck up all those apples.
Cohn says the baby pigs ate 98% of the fallen apples with beetle larvae in them. But he still needed to know that the beetles were actually gone, so they wouldn't come back to attack his apples next year. That job was up to researchers at Michigan State University. Cohn says they fed a mix of beetle larvae and apples to pigs on campus.
And then they put diapers on the hogs, truly diapers. They took special super glue, and they Velcroed on their butt, and so that when the pigs went and defecated, they caught all that. Then they took these 4 students, and they made them go through there and wash all this and look for worms.
Cohn says out of 200 worms that were fed to the pigs, they only found one worm at the other end. That means so far, it looks like pigs are a pretty good predator. But the researchers don't want to let pigs run wild just yet. David Epstein is the lead researcher on the project.
Jim and I are scheming all the time. I have great expectations that this could be a good management tool in the future, but we have to figure out how to do it properly.
Epstein says they need to make sure the pigs don't cause any contamination problems, something like E. coli. He says so far there isn't any evidence of that, but it's the kind of thing you have to be sure about. If this all goes well, the farmer and the scientist will be writing a book together. It'll be sort of a self-help book, getting pigs to take care of what's bugging you. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.
The Environment Report is a production of Michigan Radio. Support comes from the Joyce Foundation, the George Gund Foundation, and USDA's Cooperative Extension Service. Have something to say about the Environment Report? Send email to feedback@environmentreport.org.
Well, some rain will start to move in as we head toward the weekend, but for east central Illinois, we should still see a partly sunny day today. In western Illinois, it'll be cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, elsewhere partly sunny. Highs today ranging from 58 in northwest Illinois to 75 in southeastern Indiana, 72 in Champaign-Urbana with south winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. For tonight in northern and western Illinois, cloudy with showers and a few thunderstorms. In the remainder of Illinois and northwest Indiana, mostly cloudy with a chance for scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms, mainly after midnight. And in the rest of Indiana, partly to mostly cloudy. Lows tonight ranging from 45 in northern Illinois to 56 in southwestern Illinois. In Champaign-Urbana, the low expected to be 53, with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm beginning around daybreak tomorrow. Mostly cloudy throughout the two states tomorrow with showers and a few thunderstorms in Illinois and western Indiana. Highs from 52 in northwest Illinois to 75 in southern Indiana. The Champaign-Urbana high tomorrow, 66 degrees, with clouds and periods of rain moving through Friday night and into Saturday. Saturday's high temperature only 57. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, April 17th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.